Joining us on the phone right now, the president of the Western Retail Lumber Association, Liz Kovach. Liz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hal. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for making some time for me today. We've been talking today. The timing of this information from your association is interesting because we have been talking today about home improvement projects and finding a good contractor, and there's lots of fly-by-night contractors out there. And now you can add to the story by telling us that lumber prices have hit a record price.
They have. I don't have good news today, but lumber prices have hit an all-time high. We've never experienced this before, but when you look at what has gone on in this past year, and even some of the Mother Nature impacts from 2 to 3 to 20 years ago are now slowly starting to get caught up with us. So it's definitely been a challenging year for the lumber industry, and it's continuing to be even for other building materials. So I did want to throw that in there to help manage some expectations, because there's been a lot of unexpected issues in supply chain and disruptions. So it's going to be a difficult year ahead, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, interesting reading your news release today. It's not one thing. It's a few things, and it's almost like a perfect storm, isn't it?
You know, I've used that expression so many times, I'm actually getting tired of using that phrase, but it is exactly that. You know, we have this time frame where the home improvement sector has blown up in terms of demand, because people couldn't travel last year, so they figured, well, I've allocated this budget money for travel. Now it's time to do something with our house. But with all the shutdowns and the impacts that had, even just initially at the beginning of this last March, when there was a complete dive in demand for product, because a lot of people were really uncertain what was going to be happening with their jobs, or even what was going to be happening with the economy, because it seemed like everything was going into complete closures. So you had cancellations, people who had ordered their insulation or their lumber were canceling their orders. And you know, that really was an alarming moment for a lot of manufacturers, because they realized, well, if people are not needing this material, we can't keep producing more because we don't have anywhere to put it. So there were some harsh realities, and clearly the exact opposite happened.
Yeah. And then even, as you said, like forest fires from 2 and 3 years ago, you know, playing a part in this as well. So give me an idea of where the price is at compared to where it normally is. Can you give me a couple of numbers to get a better understanding of where the pricing is at right now?
You bet. So lumber at a wholesale level is sold at 1,000 board feet. That's the measure that it's reported on the stock market. So if anybody is following that, that's the measure that it's in. Right now, we are at about $1,100 per 1,000 board feet, where last year at this time, we were in that $385 range. And
wow.
If you look at the average, I was looking at the average. We actually asked RBC to pull together a little picture for us of what the pricing looked like historically, and they went as far back as 1999 for us, just to showcase that. And part of it is to debunk some of the myths, because I know that there are some contractors out there that were quoted saying, you know, once lumber hits a certain level, the prices don't come down. But that's not the case. It's a commodity that's very much dictated by supply and demand. And this is very unusual. You know, if you talk to anyone that's been in this industry for 25 plus years, the situation that all product lines are in is very much unprecedented.
So, okay, there you address price. Now, what about availability? So if you can find lumber, you're going to pay more, a lot more,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
What about somebody who says, I've tucked away some money during COVID, I want to build a garage. How hard is it going to be to get the lumber to build that garage?
Well, there's going to be some delays for sure. So, you know, it depends on the material that they're looking at. But if you're going to be needing something like OSB, as an example, there's going to be some longer delays on that, because the resin that's required to produce that, there's a shortage on raw material, and the plants that were in Texas who process all of that, that experienced these freezes, had so many leaks to fix that I don't think they're all yet up and running. So you're going to expect delays anywhere for weeks. And if you do find a store that has the material that you need, I would suggest pulling the trigger on it. Getting into the price wars right now is not going to be beneficial, just because of the access. So the sooner projects can be booked, the the more likelihood that those projects are going to be triggered. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, April. I think there's people who are expecting materials about 3 months out if they've booked some projects right now. So just to give, you know, to manage expectations, leave some buffer zone, because everyone is truly trying to work as hard as they can to fulfill their orders. Nobody wants to turn away business. And, you know, it's almost like an evil joke. There's this time frame where, you know, you've got lots of people who want to be improving their homes, or you've got new homes being built. And, you know, then all of a sudden now the material's not there. And so, and if you look at our membership, we have representation all across Canada. It's a cruel joke for those who are also in Alberta, who had four really bad years coming into 2020. So definitely need some exercise, a little extra patience this year for sure.
Mm-hmm. You kind of answered a part of this next question, my final question there. So a few months out before we'll see some relief as far as getting the product in, what about the price? What do you think, where are we at with the price coming down and the demand not being so high? Is there, if you look out there in your lumber crystal ball?
That crystal ball, I had to smash it, unfortunately, Hal. You know, things were actually looking good towards the pricing was coming down at the end of 2020, but then there was this surge in purchasing again, and so the manufacturing had to ramp up. Once we get caught up on the backlog, because I think that's sort of one of the biggest issues is just getting caught up on that backlog. Hopefully, towards the summer or the end of this year, we might see things go back to normal levels, but everyone is so afraid to predict that right now, because all it will take is one natural disaster for that to completely change. So I think there's a heightened sensitivity to committing to any type of projections at this point in time.
Well, not good news, Liz Kovach, but it was nice having you on the show today. Thank you.